George,
yes. How are you, Jess?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Nice to meet you.
Jess, we'll go over to the museum if you like.
Have you got time for a quick look around?
Oh, I've got time for a long look around.
Righto, well, all of this, as you can see here, Jess, is all going to be sold. There's miles and miles of books, miles of collectibles. All these sorts of things are very important if you're, you know, if you're into history and stuff, and if you're restoring.
George Grant built this shed to store his extensive collection of sheep shearing paraphernalia. But after over a decade of what can only be described as an obsessive hobby, he's giving it up.
I started at the end of 2001 because my professional shearing career was winding down, and I thought, well, I'd love to have a few things to commemorate what I've done. Started in the sheds in 1967 rousebouting. Took me a couple of years to get going. I rousebouted for a while and was on the wool press, and I spent my 21st birthday on the wool press at Wycliffe in New South Wales pressing for 6 years. At the end of 1970, that year was 1970, end of that year, I got a job learner shearing at Wilcannia with Bill Blake. And took me a couple of years really to properly get going, and I've been going ever since. I have done other work, but shearing's been my love the whole time.
What is it you love about shearing?
I think it's the freedom that you can go all over Australia and all the world, and for an ordinary working person, what other job can you do that? And the added bonus is you make really good money as well.
George Grant's love of shearing is obvious as he takes me around his shed, showing me the thousands of items he's collected.
And here's a wooden brand, as you can see, it's got a swastika symbol on it. And whilst I acknowledge the unfortunate history of the swastika, very unusual pre-World War I and came from the Bort region. A hand-turned operated shearing plant. And they call these a husband and wife model because guess what the wife did? She was doing the turning. And to make these work, you had to wind them extremely hard. They were very big in America and in England, but in Australia, when these were used in the early 1900s, we had mobs of sheep in Australia that were up to 100,000 sheep, and in the 1890s, the biggest was about 320,000 sheep, so I can't imagine wearing away at one of these.
What about these big clippers here?
Yeah, well, the oversized clippers, they were made in 2003 to commemorate the year of the outback, and I quite often tell people, the sheep were that big when I started, we had to use these things to get the wool off.
So what is it that you like about the collecting then?
Well, I like the fact that it commemorates what I've done. But for me, I love the signage. And because it's artistic, I've done a bit of art in, you know, my early days, and I just love the appeal that signs give. And when you see all these signs that are on the floor now, I had a shed where I previously lived in the same size as this, and they were just absolutely everywhere. People would come in and their eyes would pop out nearly. Yeah.
What's your favourite sign?
I have many favourites. I think there's one sign here, I've actually got it covered up at the moment. It's advertising one of my antique hand-turned plants, and it's a beautiful, decorative, artistic thing. It's just gorgeous.
Now, you're giving it all up. You're selling your collection. Why?
Well, it's probably time. Sometimes I'm living on my own here at Warringabeel, and I'm always a bit scared that when I go away that, you know, someone will break into the shed and I might have, you know, my really nice pieces might be gone. And I spoke to my daughter, my eldest daughter, who she'll look after things if anything happens to me. And she said, Dad, I wouldn't know where to start. And, you know, so I thought, right, OK, now's the time. I'll just free up a bit of my time and just travel a bit.
Is it going to be hard losing it all?
Yes and no. I mean, yes, because I won't be able to wander over the shed and see it all. But no, because then I'll have freedom and I'll obviously have a few dollars in my pocket and I can just travel around, visit my family a bit more, visit friends. And I have a daughter who lives overseas, so it'll be great to go over and see her more often.
Are you going to keep some of your favourite bits, though?
No, I'm not. No, no.
Not a single piece?
No, I don't think I'll keep anything because other collectors will enjoy it as I have. And so I thought, well, I might as well sell it all. It's an emotional thing when you gather them and you look at them and you can say, OK, I've been to that place, or I've enjoyed, you know, the company of people in a certain area, and I've worked for that particular company, and et cetera, et cetera, and you've got an association with it. I don't know any other job where you can be so passionate about it. Well, shearing's like a sport. I don't consider it to be a sport, but it's got similarities. You know, you try and beat the guy next to you and all that sort of stuff. And it is a way of life. I'll miss that. I don't shear now, and I'll miss it already, you know. So I just don't know how I'm going to go in the future. But, you know, life takes turns, doesn't it?